Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 33, and then 53 through 56. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them. And as they hurried there on foot from all the towns, and they arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to a land at Gennesaret, and they moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him. They rushed about the whole region. They began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard that he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces. And they begged him that he might touch even the fringe of their clothing, that they could touch his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. This is the word of our Lord. When I first moved here to Westfield, I very quickly realized how active of a community it is here. Everyone is always out doing something. People are either walking the dog, or they're taking a bike ride. You're either downhill skiing or cross-country skiing. You're either gardening or farming or shoveling. You all never stop. It does not matter what season of the year it is. You're always doing something. I remember probably within the first couple of months of living here, I had plans to go to dinner with a girlfriend. And on that day, we ended up getting a lot of snow. It was a lot of snow to someone who had just moved from the south. We had about 3 inches or so. And I remember on that day, I just kept waiting to get a text message from her saying, "Hey, since it's snowy out and the roads are so nasty, let's just go to dinner another day." But I never got that text message. And instead, much to my surprise, she still showed up, and we proceeded on with our dinner plans. You see, when you live in the South, if there is just one snowflake in the sky, businesses shut down, the schools closed for the day, Department of Transportation is out treating the roads, everybody makes a mad dash to the grocery store for bread and milk. All of your plans and activities for that day come to a screeching halt. This is not so much the case here. Nothing that stops you all or prevents you from carrying on with your daily activities. So living in a community that is always burning the candle at both ends, or torching the candle at both ends, rather, I find Jesus' invitation in our passage from Mark this morning to be highly applicable to our lives. In this passage from Mark, we encounter Jesus and his disciples returning from a stint of traveling. They had been traveling around preaching and teaching and sharing the good news with folks. When the disciples return, Jesus offers them an invitation. He says, "Come away with me to a deserted place and take a rest for a while." In this passage, Jesus illustrates the importance of retreating, taking a breather and slowing down from life's activities. It is not very often that we actually do slow down and take a rest in our lives. Oftentimes, when we decide to take a break from our daily activities, when we aren't crossing another item off of our to-do list, we feel like we're being lazy. We feel like we're wasting the day away and that we aren't being productive. Think about how many times someone has asked you how your day was. And you answered that question by saying and rattling off everything you did. "Oh, it was a great and productive day. I went to work. I did 17 loads of laundry. I cleaned the house. I bathed the dog. It was a productive day." We would never answer that question by saying, "It was a great and productive day, and I did absolutely nothing." It is very easy to get caught up in constantly doing something, constantly working, constantly accomplishing things. Jesus' simple invitation to us this morning to come away to a deserted place and to rest a while is not just a mere invitation to take a vacation, although that may be needed at times as well, but rather it's an invitation to loosen our shackles, climb out of the cages that we've constructed from a culturally fed belief that we should always be doing something, that we have to be doing something in order to be productive in this world. In this passage, Jesus turns the concept of productivity on its head. He illustrates how sitting down and resting for a while is actually one of the most beneficial and productive things that we can do for ourselves. One of the ways resting is one of the most beneficial and productive things that we can do for ourselves is that it allows us to reconnect. It allows us to take the time that we need in order to reconnect with God, in order to feed our spiritual life, to enhance our spiritual well-being. When we are constantly going and doing, we get caught up in our own personal pursuits, our own desires. Our focus and attention is more on the task at hand rather than on God and the task that He would have us to accomplish. The practice of Sabbath, taking a rest from life's activities, is an essential spiritual discipline, and it has a therapeutic value. Practicing Sabbath is an opportunity to pray and to celebrate. It's an opportunity to retreat with God and recalibrate, lest we forget our life's purpose. It invites a chance to step back and stand apart from all the other things that usually drive and consume us, so that we might actually sense and detect God's presence in our lives, so that we might realign ourselves with God's purpose and will for our lives, so that we might observe the blessings we have, so that we may experience a sense of contentment and offer thanks to God. Howard Thurman, in a message titled "The Genuine in You," said, and I am paraphrasing, "Failing to listen to the sound of the genuine in ourselves is to render ourselves always on the ends of strings, being pulled by something or someone else. Taking the time to be still and know refreshes us to remember both who we are and whose we are." Another way resting is one of the most beneficial and productive things that we can do for ourselves is that it allows us to recharge. It allows us to take the time we need in order to recharge so that we can do God's work in this world, so that we can have an effective ministry. Our passage from Mark this morning begins with the disciples returning. They've been traveling around, preaching, teaching, doing all kinds of things throughout the countryside and helping people. And our passage ends with Jesus and the disciples doing more ministry. They were healing and curing the sick. So this passage is bookended with both Jesus and the disciples doing ministry. And in between there, Jesus constantly and repeatedly tells the disciples to retreat, to take a rest. Even in this passage, we didn't read this verse. It was broken up a little bit from our lectionary reading. But in this whole passage, Jesus himself even retreats. He goes up to a mountaintop to pray, to seek solitude. Essentially, Jesus is illustrating how being intentional about getting away, retreating and resting for a while, is imperative for having an effective ministry or for being able to do ministry at all. It teaches us that if we do not reconnect and retreat to be with God, then we will have nothing to give for God. Earlier this week, I stumbled upon a short story that I wanted to share with you guys. One man challenged another man to an all-day wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a brief lunch break. The other man had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day. At the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and he was annoyed to find out that the other fellow had chopped substantially more wood than he had. "I don't get it," he said. "Every time I looked up, you were taking a rest, yet you chopped more wood than I did." The other man replied, "But you didn't notice. When I sat down to take a rest, I was sharpening my axe." In order to do ministry, to help and care for others, to give of ourselves to other people, then we have to take a rest. And when we sit down and we take that rest, we are sharpening ourselves. We are resting and we are regaining the strength that we need to continue on. We cannot constantly give of ourselves unless we are putting something back into ourselves. Output requires input and intake. Work calls for rest. Ben Campbell Johnson, a Presbyterian minister and a professor at Columbia Theological Seminary, once stated, "Perhaps you need to consider a retreat because you are made for both engagement and withdrawal. Engagement with the world and life, and withdraw to be renewed and recreated. In the creation story, this profound truth is modeled in the action of God, who labored for 6 days and rested on the seventh. What kind of Superman or Wonder Woman would it take to say, 'God may need withdrawal and rest, but I don't?'" Withdrawal and rest is vitally important to not only our own well-being and our own spiritual life, but also the spiritual well-being of others. When we take a break from all the events and the activities that fill our days, it allows us to reconnect with God. It also allows us to recharge so we can carry on with the work of God. We may live in a very active community, but one of the other great and wonderful things about where we live is that there are so many places that we can retreat to. There's so many gorgeous places where we can reconnect and recharge. We can very quickly and easily drive down to Barcelona Harbor, take a long walk on the beach or sit on the breakwall, or take a scenic drive on Route 5. All of these are gorgeous settings in which we can step away from the busyness of life, and we can retreat into the peaceful presence of God. May we all accept Jesus' invitation from our passage in Mark this morning to come away with him. May we all come away with him so that we can both reconnect and recharge. May we gravitate away from the mindset that we have to constantly be doing something in order to be productive in this world, and instead redefine our understanding and our concept of productivity to include times of rest and retreat with our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.